Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is giving students in grades 6 to 12 a survey that includes questions about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Some families are concerned about privacy, appropriateness, and the fact that CMS didn't give them a heads up. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
A CMS middle school teacher says he realized something was different about a school climate survey when a student asked him what asexual means. Turns out it was one of 7 options on a multiple-choice question asking students to describe their sexual orientation, along with straight/heterosexual, gay or lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, questioning my sexual orientation, or other. Students are also asked to identify their gender identity. The options are male, female, non-binary, and gender fluid, and to say whether they identify as transgender. The district's Title IX department is collecting information about school climate and safety. Title IX refers to a law forbidding federally funded schools from discriminating by sex. It's often discussed in the context of providing girls equal access to sports. Jason Carey says he learned about the survey when his daughter, an 8th grader, came home talking about it. He got her to pull it up at home, and he was taken aback.
Parents were not given a heads up about the survey, so we couldn't discuss it with our kids. And the teacher said, you have to take this survey, please finish it. And there was no way to opt out.
He was also concerned about privacy.
And it's not, as far as I can tell, an anonymous survey because they log in through their ID.
Students must use their ID number to log in and complete the survey during class time. Some schools did it this week, and the rest have to administer the survey by Tuesday. Shemaya Haynes, who has a 4th grader and an 11th grader in CMS, says she learned about the survey on Facebook. She also says parents should have been informed and students should be allowed to opt out.
My concern is about the fact that they're asking very personal and private information from children who may or may not even understand the terminologies that they're using yet.
Even Elise Dashew, a CMS parent who chairs the school board, was caught off guard. She said Thursday she knew nothing about the survey and was trying to learn more. Board member Rhonda Cheek says board members got an emailed explanation Friday afternoon after they raised questions. CMS Chief Equity Officer Frank Barnes says the district has been doing the surveys for 3 or 4 years, but this was the first year the questions about sexual orientation and gender identity were added.
We wanted to be able to say, where can we direct precious resources to make sure that students who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, transgender can feel safe and supported in their schools?
Barnes says it's the fault of individual schools if parents weren't informed in advance, or if teachers and students were told the survey was mandatory. He said CMS sent materials to schools that they could use to communicate with families, but some of them may not have used it. And he said schools are required to administer the survey, but students can decline to answer all or part of it. But Barnes also said CMS is learning from the concerns and may modify future surveys.
I think first we need to go back to the drawing board with these 3 questions and really ask ourselves, what's the best way to get this information? The second thing we need to look at is this the best language to use that is student-friendly? And third, we need to really relook at what are the grade spans or grade appropriateness.
Barnes says none of the new data will be presented in any way that could identify students. Other than that, he said, CMS is still trying to figure out exactly what to do with it. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.